So, I mean, I'm sure, obviously, Lindell top dog on this thing, but really it was under your leadership that the team got everybody doing what they needed to be doing, right?
Well, my role as chief quality officer is about process improvement, measurement, results. It's really about doing the right things and doing them right. So are we doing the right things? Are we doing what it is that our stakeholders and parents and students and customers want us to do? And then are we doing those things the right way? And so I lead that effort. I'm very proud to lead that effort.
The general public is going to say something to the effect of, okay, I know the Baldrige Award is a big deal.
Right.
But to John Q., citizen of the people that pay taxes that come into the Tri-County, what does that mean to the average citizen? I know it's a big deal.
Well, it means we're being responsible with the resources that our local people, as well as our state resources that we have that they've entrusted us with. So Baldrige is really a framework of running an organization. And we use that framework. We've used that framework since 2005, 2006 to run our organization. So now that we're being honored with the award, it says that we will be a role model organization in the implementation of the framework. So that's where the pride comes in. Since the inception of the Baldrige Award, only 123 organizations have been recognized, and some of those have been recognized multiple times. So it's a very, very small group. Nearly 2,000 have applied for the award, and hundreds of thousands more use the framework that aren't into the award part. So it helps us be able to focus, laser focus, on what it is that we need to be doing and doing it the right way.
And you hinted on my next question. Okay, now that you've got it,
yes,
it's the multiple award presentations that really say something.
Absolutely. So our first, when we really receive the crystal, they call it, very heavy, gigantic, beautiful, beautiful award, we officially receive that in April at the National Baldrige Conference. And the other recipients, which there's four others besides us, are the keynote speakers at that conference. So we will talk to them about our leadership team, how we develop our strategy, how we motivate our workforce, how we measure the right things that are important, what our processes are, and how we evaluate our processes, and always looking for higher, better comparisons. So we'll have many presentations over the course of 4 days about those. Then after that, they will want to come here and learn more and see more from us. So people that are on the journey in many different stages will want to come here, and that we're really looking forward to helping particularly education organizations improve, but all organizations be able to get better and wherever they are on the journey.
Take time to celebrate. It's going to be wonderful.
Oh, I know we are. And that's what the advice has been, to really not entertain presentations or too many visitors until after April, when we win the official award. And so we'll have a process for ranking those. And we can really outline, of course, our application is the outline, but more detailed outline and presentation format, what it is that we'd like to share with folks about Tri-County Tech, Small But Mighty, in Bartlesville, Oklahoma. We think people are going to be intrigued by, first of all, the career tech system, the size of our community, and just wanting to know, wow, there's something really magical going on up there in Bartlesville. We'd like to come see it. So we're looking forward to that.
My assumption, having looked at other qualifying for awards, you kind of run down a mental checklist or maybe a physical checklist. Yeah, we do that. Yeah, we do that. Well, we kind of do that. What's this one? And there are easy, relatively easy parts and relatively daunting tasks to get it done. What were some of the hard parts for?
Well, we've always been great at people and put people first. Of course, we're a great place to work, and we're recognized again for that this year's being a great place to work again. I think the process part was most difficult for us, is mapping out our processes and seeing where we can improve processes and making decisions on when to say no. We're not very good at saying no. So we want to do things and, be things and be really involved, and being able to say no occasionally helps us to be able to focus on the processes that we're really great at.
A lot of board support?
Oh my gosh, the board support has been absolutely amazing from the very beginning. You know, we have many of our board members have been longstanding and have been on our board for quite some time, and they know the journey and know what that is like. When the evaluation team came, they interviewed three members of our board to, it's called our governance board is how Baldrige calls it, to be certain that what we say we are, that we actually are. So they were very much involved in that. Our board president, John Woolman, along with Gil Greenwood and George Hakiatis, were interviewed for that when they were here.
Has it filtered down to the students yet?
You know, yesterday, I was actually at a conference yesterday, an Oklahoma Baldrige conference, which was rather fun. But the announcement was made on our intercom, which we don't use. We only use our intercom for emergencies. And so Mr. Fields went up over the intercom and made the announcement that we had been recognized as a National Malcolm Baldrige Quality Award winner. And we really did that to let all of our workforce know, let all of our employees know that we had won. But Mr. Fields said that some of our students got emotional, and they were so excited that they literally shed tears of joy because they know how important this is to us, because their teachers and our support staff and all of that have said it's important. Now, if you go down the hall right now and ask a student, they're not going to know about all of that, but they're going to know, wow, a big deal happened at a school I go to, and I know this is a special place where maybe my big dreams can come true too.
And I think the takeaway for the students, the moms and dads, that this is, you know, national level recognition of what you have set the pattern to do every day.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It all started with our vision, which is to inspire life-changing learning. And now we've proven that we're on the road of doing that. So I'm sure the students could, although again, they don't know all the components, they could stand a little taller knowing that they've made a great choice in their education in coming to Tri-County Tech.
Is this kind of now like winning the World Series or winning the NCAA, that the repeat is going to be harder than winning it the first time?
You know, that's the first time. That's the first thing senior leadership asked me, the four people that work really, you know, closely to me. They were, I don't want to say they were exhausted. They were like, are we going to have to do this again? Quite honestly, we're not eligible to apply for 5 years after we've won the award. And so we would assess things at that time. We will continue using the framework. We will continue looking at our results and looking at processes that we can improve and continue moving forward. But if the Baldrige Award are in those plans, that's still to be decided. We're actually right now in the development of our next vision. You know, we had a bold vision, Vision 2020, when we established four big goals, and one of them was to win the Malcolm Baldrige National Quality Award. But now we're in, since 2020 is just around the corner, now we're in the development of Vision 2025, and we'll be looking at some, again, big, great big goals that might seem impossible for us, and really involving the community in that process and getting a lot of input from the community, them helping to, you know, steer our direction for 2025 and beyond.
That sounds like news yet to come.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. Thank you. It was nice visiting with you.